Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's Friday, the 23rd of January, which, if my addition, multiplication, and subtraction works right, Kenny, means we're a week away from the end of this month. Last Friday. Isn't it amazing how the time moves on? It's almost midwinter. Almost midwinter. And as we move our way through the issues of the day, I'm Doug, he's Ken, Jennifer has, the car. There was some issue with a car, if I remember correctly. And I don't know that she's out along the side of the road with her thumb up, but, or maybe she's got her skirt up. That would help move the situation quickly. Hello to the folks listening in Salt Lake City today. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, here every day at this time. Seems like the weeks turn into months, months turn into years, and it's like, whoing! Here we are with another look at the top 10 talk radio topics of the week. Sort of a tradition on the weekend, starting with Friday. Ken posts at DougSteffen.com an overview of what Talkers Magazine suggests are the big stories conversationally in the news talk radio world each week. The State of the Union was number one. Do you agree with that? The no-go zone controversy is number two. Do you agree with that? I think that's a bunch of baloney. What a bunch of you fill in the blank. What is the no-go? Bobby Jindal, did I listen to that correctly? Did he sound as foolish to everybody as he sounded to me?
Yeah.
What in the world is the matter with these people? Why would he get on a plane and stick his nose into this? Anyway, what does he think? He's some international expert on stuff? He sounded ridiculous. Embarrassing. I just edited myself. I was about to say something about how it would be to be, you know, how when we get embarrassed our faces turn red, but I'm not sure that with certain you get my drift. Probably not.
Moving on.
Wouldn't be easy for you. Okay. The ISIS hostage situation with the Japanese, I think that's something that is worth some time. I'm not sure that I think it's number three, but I do think it's gotten a lot of attention because the Japanese have been pretty much not involved in any of these things. They don't get involved anymore. They're not like Switzerland, but they don't. They have a sort of stay out of everybody else's business attitude, don't they? The Japanese?
Yeah.
So the fact this played the way, the $200 million, by the way, they had pledged was to help people who were displaced by ISIS. They weren't out attacking ISIS at all, if I understand the situation correctly. Do I?
Yep, that's exactly it. And ISIS wants that money.
Right. Okay, presidential prospects also on the, what in the world? I heard somebody saying they didn't understand why Mitt Romney was getting involved at all because there are plenty of other people who are just like him that are running and perhaps might be more successful. Obviously, everybody points to Jeb Bush. As a matter of fact, I think Jeb Bush and Romney are meeting this weekend in Salt Lake City or in Utah someplace. 888-302-3684 connects with us here on Good Day. If you want to talk, you want to talk, help yourself. Talk to us. If you want to write, you can go to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, or you can send email to Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. So what is, over the course of this week, Kenny, if I asked you to summarize based on these questions that are here, because you're the person who watches most closely social media commentary, what do our listeners think? If we had to pick one of the items here, or two or three of them if we want to, from our list of comments from the various social media, what strikes up the band more?
Deflate Gate.
The number 10 item this week on the countdown is whether or not the balls were 11.5 pounds per square inch of pressure. I heard Brady say yesterday he liked it when they were 12.5 pounds, and he disassociated himself with this completely. And so did the team, right? We didn't know there was anything wrong.
Yeah.
So where does this all square up then?
The NFL is supposedly about to announce their findings in this investigation.
Wow. So there's going to be a lot of lawsuits coming out of that.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know what it means or what the penalty is.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be holding my breath.
The rumor is that it's going to be a fine. It'll be kind of like a traffic ticket to them.
Ah, perfect. All right, then the game will go on, or the games go on. So anyway, register your thoughts if you would like. It's nice, stimulating. You want to read us some of the comments about the football? I object to Deflategate, as it sounds so simplistic and silly. Pretty much the same way the no-go zone controversy has gone. Pretty silly stuff. So what are some of the actual comments about it?
Paul says, if they cheated, the score is not the issue. They cheated. If the score was 45-43, would it be an issue? It gives the other team an advantage. Catching the ball, throwing the ball, holding onto the ball while running. The ball is softer and easier to catch in the cold weather. The Patriots have cheated before, and this just spoils the victory.
Well, they've all been cheating from what I understand. They've all done the same thing, more or less, here and there. I remember a song that comes perhaps out of my early storybook in being a radio pro, a radio person. I'll take the pro away. You cheated, you lied, you told me that you loved me. Remember that old song?
It does sound familiar.
Yeah. All right. What else, comment-wise?
Scott said, if one team was cheating, the score is irrelevant. As it stands, the score isn't proof one way or the other.
Mm. Yeah. You heard a lot of people saying this week, oh, my heavens, look at how lopsided the score was. This wouldn't have made any difference. Eh, if you're a cheater, you're a cheater. If you're a liar, you're a liar. If you're a bum, you're a bum. Okay, next.
One more. Gina says, the issue is about cheating, not how badly the Colts played. The integrity of the game is at stake, and to let the Patriots get away with a slap on the wrist is a crime. New England and Roger Goodell are a disgrace to the NFL.
Really? And what about all the other teams and the players and the foolishness that goes on? Why is it? We're in a situation in our country. We're in denial. We, you, not me. Because I think football is outrageously obnoxious and a horrible pastime. A big waste of time. Worse than that, people are injured permanently, die because they're in this game. And yet the world of football turns its back on the facts and how dangerous this game is and how easy it would be to fix most of those problems. Nah, we don't want to mess around. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to keep playing and making more money. This week it was announced that $300 million would be paid for the fall season upcoming by CBS for Thursday night football. $300 million.
Wow.
If there's that much money in it, because it's all advertiser-driven, advertisers want to be associated with these teams and these games. And the reason they do is because they have viewers. They wouldn't be spending $300 million if there weren't viewers to support the advertisers, or vice versa, the advertisers to underscore they can sell their products to all these many millions of people who are watching this garbage. And that's what it is. It's garbage. So anyway, I get myself into it because people are, well, you want to say what's popular to your listeners. No, I don't. The listeners can stand up for themselves. There are all kinds of ways they can express themselves, as we've just noted in the last 4 minutes. Help yourself. You don't like what I say? Tell us what you want to hear, or what not what you want to hear from me, but what you want to have heard, and express yourself. 888-302-3684. At any rate, I think we're pretty much we've wrapped ourselves around the issue here. I didn't get from any of the conversations this weekend who actually does control these balls. Is it the ball boy that manages the balls for each team?
I think so. The refs get the balls first, like 2 hours before the game.
Mm-hmm.
and they're supposed to inspect them and make sure everything is fine. And then it appears that the team then takes control of them.
How do you let the air out? It's not like a tire. There isn't a valve on it. You just stick one of those little needles that blows the ball up into it. Is that how the air comes out?
I think so, yeah. Well, I know there was a quarterback from Tampa Bay, a former quarterback who played some 20 years ago, who said that this is done all the time, and he paid off one of the ball boys back when he was playing to do this very thing.
Very sweet. Okay, yeah. There you go. Anything else? You have anything else on that one, right?
That's really it. It's more of the same.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
About ISIS.
And?
Let's see. Alma says, the news media needs to stop putting up these photos of these terrorists. You are being the public relations arm for this terrorist group.
Yeah, well, but that's not going to happen because it's sensational. It gets people to go, oh, wow, did you see the picture of that guy with the two in the orange outfits with that big knife? That's not going to stop. What else?
One other one. Gerald says, today it's Japan. What's next? China? Russia? ISIS is going down a bad road, and this will be the end for them.
Well, maybe that's good. In a sense, everybody gets together and gets rid of them. I don't understand why they still even exist, why we haven't bombed them to the last century. It is gone, and we have the ability to do that. If we don't, then the world is a pretty sorry state. Interesting how the, if you looked at the doomsday clock, as it ticks forward, the bulletin of the atomic scientists say our planet is closer to human-caused doomsday than it has been in the 30 years that they've been studying this. And it has nothing to do with ISIS or any of these other problems. It has to do with global warming. So you can sort of study that if you want to and come to your own conclusions, please. Speaking of that, the poll at DougStephan.com yesterday asked what the most time was you were likely to spend about, that you would spend monetarily without talking to your spouse. Let's see how this should go. 31% of you said between $50 and $100, really. 22% said, I can spend as much as I want. I don't have to tell my spouse anything. 19% said between $100 and $500. Let's see here, 18%. We always talk before either of us spends any money. That's nice. And let's see, 9% said between 500 and 1,000, we start talking. All right, this is all about talking. It's 19 after the hour. Friday, good day on the air.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
We'll be right back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Doug's Good Day program. Kenny and I are celebrating the fact that Pharrell Williams is going to join The Simpsons next month as a guest star, a cameo as himself on the February 8th program, if you're all excited about that. Whoopee! Good for you. All right, let's get to, speaking of television, to our happy spot. Normally during this hour of the program, sort of waft back to last night, the monologues from the comedians that start some of the late night shows, including Conan and Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers here on Good Day.
New England Patriots mired in a scandal. Everyone's talking about this. The controversy surrounding the New England Patriots and underinflated balls is now being called Deflategate. That's what the press is calling it, Deflategate, which means now my wife will have to use a different term to describe our honeymoon. Tom Brady had a press conference. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady gave a press conference today, and he said that after equipment managers prepare the footballs, this is a quote, he doesn't want anyone touching the balls or rubbing the balls because the balls are perfect. Then members of the press took a 45-minute giggle break.
President Obama visited Boise State yesterday to kick off his post-State of the Union tour, and he was pretty impressed with what he saw out of college. Check it out.
I had a chance to tour your new product development lab. And I got to say, this was not the stuff I was doing in college.
Then he was like, by the way, does anyone have a bag of the stuff we were doing in college? Because I love it. I'm on my way out. I might as well now. I'm on my way out. Obviously, we are closing in on the Super Bowl, so I want to start with a little sports news. The NFL fined Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch $20,000 for grabbing his crotch after scoring a touchdown during Sunday's NFC Championship game. But I'm glad at least someone, at least one person in the NFL is checking to make sure their balls are properly inflated. I have to say real quick, the amount this week that the inflation or deflation of balls is in the news. I wake up every morning wishing I was still 9 years old. This would be the greatest week of my life is happening if I was nine.
All right, so we hear all the boys talking about this silly stuff with regard to their balls. Here's Ellen commenting on same.
The game is over a week away, but already there's a controversy. Turns out that during their last game, the Patriots used underinflated balls, which is sad because the NFL had gone almost 30 days without a controversy. It's really bad news for the Patriots because now they could face up to $25,000 fine and over 50,000 ball jokes. So here's how it works. Each team gets 12 balls of their own during the game to use. And the Patriots, see, you're just laughing at the word ball. It's fun to say it. So they each get 12 balls, and the Patriots didn't just underinflate one or two balls, they underinflated 11 of them. So what they did took a lot of balls. So now the NFL has launched an investigation to try to figure out how it happened. My theory, and this is just my opinion, is that it happened by letting the air out of the balls. And it's against the rules because it makes the balls easier to catch. Some people call it cheating. Some people call it a competitive edge. Those people are called cheaters. How do gas prices work? Right now, it's $2 a gallon, which is wonderful. But earlier this fall, it was over $4 a gallon. To be fair, the gas was, it was in the fall, so it was pumpkin spice flavored. But other states are even cheaper than California. In Colorado, it's less than $2 a gallon. That's how they do it there. The gas prices are low and people are high. Across the street from here, right here, across the street, $2.45 for gas. And you think it's pretty much the same everywhere in L.A., but then there's a gas station in Santa Monica, almost $5 a gallon. That's 100% real. Real upsetting, 100%. It's cheaper to drive to Colorado and fill up there. That's what I'm thinking.
There's a Phillips, there's a 76 station on the corner of Wiltshire and 26. That's the one she's talking about. I don't know if it's across from a Mercedes dealership, how they get away with it, but man, they do. 28 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Jonathan Alter and Ron Christie. Coming right up, will it be Deja Bush, as the presidential season seems to be only of sequels?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Alter and Christie. Are we facing a GOP season of presidential sequels when it comes to Deja Bush, Deja Romney, Deja Huckabee?
I think I'd be more worried about Bush because he has the ability to get a lot of votes in the center. And these elections are run in the general election around the median strip of American politics. And so Huckabee is very charismatic. I think he's going to do much better than a lot of people right now expect if he can raise the money, which was a big issue for him the last time he ran. But I don't think ultimately he's close enough to where the American people are to be elected.
I think Bush, given his brother and his father's connections, has access to a remarkable infrastructure of donors, infrastructure of staff, as well as the state apparatus that would give the Clintons pause. But, of course, so does Senator or Secretary Clinton have the same on her end. I just agree with Jonathan. I think that while Governor Huckabee is very likable, I don't see him doing well outside of Iowa and South Carolina in the early primary contests when if you're going to make it to the general, you've got to make it to the other states.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Jonathan Alter.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
This is Channel 1, the Doug Stephan Good Day Friday program, 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour. The king is dead. Long live the king. I have my silly side. I have my cynical side. I have my satirical side. Maybe all of those things come to play when announcing the fact that Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah is D-E-A-D dead. Now, described by many as a powerful U.S. ally during the fight against Al-Qaeda, sought to modernize his kingdom, dead at the age of 90. Powerful U.S. ally, runs his country with an iron hand. His family controls 40% of the money that comes in from the sale of oil in that country. They have been concerned about their relativity to the rest of the Middle East and the rest of the world, in fact, because their country is so backward. Sexist. What words? If I said to you, Kenny, as an observer, Ken Kessler here, Jen is, I don't know, where Jennifer is not important. She's just not here. Anyway, this man was described by many people in many different ways. Big fan of the Bushes. How would you describe him? If there's a word.
A one word?
Yeah.
Powerful.
Okay. Rich, powerful. He had the reason he sought to modernize his kingdom is because there's much unrest in the Middle East after what happened in Egypt any number of years ago and all the other things that are going on. If, in fact, his country suffers the same fate as many others. And by the way, they have been ruthless. Any sign of Al-Qaeda, any sign of ISIS, there are those types of groups in Saudi Arabia, they just kill them.
They find him and they kill him like rats. Not that they shouldn't, because that's what ISIS deserves, and I'm guessing that most of you would agree that Al-Qaeda deserves that as well. They tolerate nothing. It's kind of like Singapore, in a sense. You know what goes on in Singapore, right? In Singapore, if you are caught stealing something, the authorities bring you to the public square with a large machete and they chop off your hand.
Yes.
That's what goes on. So, you don't see much thievery in Singapore. And you don't see much in Saudi Arabia either. That sort of thing is not tolerated. They're pretty good when it comes to sexism. Women are not tolerated particularly well. What was the line from Jay Leno the other night when he was interviewed about Bill Cosby? In the Middle East, it takes two women to convict one man.
Yeah.
One man. And then his next line was, it takes 25 to convict somebody here. I'd say he was not a Bill Cosby fan. Anyway, so the king is dead. A lot of people making a big deal out of it. All of the countries sending in their leaders. Saudi Arabia's new king has named the country's interior minister as deputy crown prince, making him the second in line to the throne. Prince Mohammed bin Nayef ascends to the throne after the new king, Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. Get all these names right? You know, we make fun of the names here, but we sound kind of ignorant in a sense. They're just culturally different than we are. I don't know whether we feel or we think we have to talk about it. It kind of reminds me of the whole situation in France with the cartoons and people expressing themselves and making fun of this, that, or the other thing. It seems to be part of the human condition that we just like to make fun of. You fill in the blank. And maybe that's... What do you, in your life, Kenny, what do you find most amusing? What do you make fun of in terms of that which is irregular that amuses you? What goes on in your life or what do you see or sense in life is pretty ridiculous?
Politics.
In general?
Yeah. It is.
Right, it is ridiculous.
You have to laugh or you'd cry.
Right, exactly. So, is that the same in looking at the situation around the rest of the world where people are, I mean, the whole comment about the cartoons, that's a political statement about a religion. That religion, or at least some members of that religion, they can't tolerate a political statement about their religion. How about you? Are you thick-skinned or thin-skinned when it comes to your religion? Standing up for it is one thing. But being defensive about what other people think or may express regarding your religion, no matter what your religion is, whether you're a Catholic, a Protestant, you're a Jew, you're a Hindu, you're a Buddhist, Muslim, whether you follow the normal, there are, I think, 6,000 dialects in China? There are hundreds of offshoots of Taoism and other religions that most people in America don't know anything about, never even heard of them. Shintoism. Anybody ever hear about that here? Kenny, you know what Shintoism is?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Right, okay. Now, let's turn it around. You think the Chinese know what Protestantism is? And or do they care? You remember, what is it, Alpha Gong or something? What was that group that was the Christians in China that were protesting? Alpha Long? Fong Gong. I know I sound silly now, but but you know what I'm talking. There was a whole group of. I don't think their tolerance in China, leadership tolerance for protests is pretty thin, pretty weak, as Tiananmen Square showed any number of years ago. But there's a group of Christians in China who want to be recognized. And it's something like the Falun Gong. I don't know, somebody will call us and tell us who it is. 888-302-3684. The point is that we have so much intolerance for that which we do not understand, nor do we care to understand. That's kind of really where it all comes from. If you really want to know about Taoism, you look it up. Read interesting religious attitude toward things. Remember, the religion in Japan was to worship the emperor. And if you disserved the emperor, then you'd do many different things to take yourself out. The most dramatic was Harry Carey, right? You know what that is? Those of you who don't know what it is? Someone take a 10-inch knife and stick it in your gut and just pull your gut open. Good night. That's a tough way to get lost. But the reason I bring this up is because there's so many different cultural, religious, political attitudes. And we have a small little planet here. It is fascinating, to me anyway, to think about how these political attitudes have evolved, the religious attitudes have evolved, but more importantly or more interestingly, the language. How is it that a border that seems to be artificially set up would signal the difference in languages? And I use Spain and France as a good example. Well, they have a similar cultural heritage. They're in an area of the world that puts them close together. And yet, the language that developed, the Romance, so-called Romance languages, Italian, French, Spanish, they have geographical derivatives. I find it fascinating, frankly. And how did English develop out of this in England? And then, of course, it became our language. But why is it that our brand of English sounds so much different than theirs? Or the Irish brand of English sounds so much different than the English version or the American version of English? See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And how is it that when you instantly drive across the border from Pennsylvania to West Virginia, instantly, the people sound different? Ever notice that? Gasoline in York, Pennsylvania, and then drive into Wheeling, West Virginia, and listen to the people. It's like this is what? How many miles between York, Pennsylvania, Wheeling, West Virginia? 200 maybe? I don't even think it's that far. Or even go further down into the Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, and how much? Even in Georgia. Go across the line. Those of you who are in northern Florida, you know what I'm talking about. Drive north over the border into Georgia, it's like you're in a different world. And not only is it language, it's topography often. I'm thinking about the difference. When you drive from Massachusetts into New Hampshire, it is so dramatically different when you look at the trees, the makeup of the land. The land in New Hampshire is so sandy, at least southern New Hampshire is, versus northern Massachusetts, which is not. It's just kind of amazing. I don't know why I'm off onto this right now, but I'm just thinking about how the world is such a small place. There's such dichotomy, such diversity, such wonderment, and we fight about the stupidest things. We really do. I'm talking about religious-based things, like going back to Saudi Arabia, and the fact that their religion or their interpretation of their religion means women ride in the back of the bus, in essence. Or don't even ride in the bus, they walk. The men ride in the bus, the women walk. Where does that come from? How do those attitudes develop? Ever stop and think about it? It's crazy. All right, how did I get off on this toot?
Because the king of Saudi Arabia died.
Dead, okay. He's still dead, isn't he?
He is.
Okay. The new leader says we will continue adhering to the correct policies which Saudi Arabia has followed since its establishment. The correct policies. Women walk, men ride. So then the folks from the Muslim world moving into the capital for the funeral of King Abdullah, here's another example. You know how the Muslims and the Jews fight about everything, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Their traditions are so amazingly the same. Jews, when you're dead, get them into the ground before the next nightfall, right? Same thing with the Arabs. Get them into the ground before the next nightfall. Why do you suppose there is that similarity? Think it has anything to do with where they came, these religions came up, and the traditions of that area, Jerusalem? That was where people grew. When you, in that tradition for millennials, not millennials, but for millennium, what's the plural of millennium? Millennia. For millennia. The tradition has been in the Middle East, no matter what your religion, when you die, you're in the ground as fast as possible. Now, over here, what do? We can't even find Casey Kasem to bury him. I think he's finally buried, though, isn't he? He's in the ground somewhere. In Sweden?
Yeah,
is he Sweden, Norway, someplace? Poor guy. But why, then again, religious items, they don't want to put embalming fluid in the body. That's why they do it, because if you don't bury him after a day and you don't put embalming fluid, they stink. That's why your body starts rotting. And if you don't get him in the ground and they don't have a tradition, I don't think, and I stand to be corrected, I don't think there's cremation in either the Muslim religion or the Jewish religion, is there? Do you know any Jews have been cremated? I don't know of any, but do you...
None I can think of.
No.
But I don't ever remember hearing that that was against the
religion. Taboo?
Yeah.
All right, food for thought on a good day. It's 13 before the hour.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $179, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Did you donate anything to charity last year?
Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's get started with Shelley Palmer's visit first, talking with you about an app that saves and encrypts your passwords. About time something like this showed up. Let's get the details for this and see how it helps you in a moment here on Good Day.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, cybersecurity is a mess right now. No passwords seem safe, and it feels like it's just a matter of time before your favorite website gets hacked. Sticky Password is here to help. Available as a standalone app on Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android, Sticky Password saves and encrypts all of your website logins in a secure database. The premium version allows cloud syncing. Cloud syncing encrypts your data locally, then shares your credentials to all your devices through Sticky Password's cloud. If you're worried about cloud security, you can sync your credentials over a local Wi-Fi network and skip the cloud entirely. Another great Sticky Password feature is Identities. Identities keeps important information on file and auto-populates the fields it knows with a single tap. To secure your passwords and try the app's premium version for free, head over to stickypassword.com today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to shelleypalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do. Let's bring it in. Oh.
wow, and we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rolloverdata for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Who is not tempted by a great deal? Specifically, if it's for a new phone. But did you really get those best offers? Can you really get those offers? Brian Osage finds out that not all the great deals are the best for you.
It's a dirty little secret the big wireless carriers don't want you to know about. They spend billions annually in advertising amazing offers that many of us can never get when we sign up for service, even if you've been paying your bills on time for years. T-Mobile's Matt Steneff.
A large majority of Americans will never be able to get the great offers that the old school wireless push every day, because they're really only for those with the best credit. It's outrageous, and we think that needs to change, so we're changing it at T-Mobile.
It comes down to good and bad credit. If you have a less than perfect credit score, you're among the unlucky folks who can't get the good deals. Customers who don't qualify usually end up paying more upfront for their devices. Enter the game changer, smartphone equality.
At T-Mobile, we value your relationship with us more than what some automated number says. So we've created smartphone equality. Simply pay your wireless bill on time every month for a year, and you too can get T-Mobile's very best offers and financing, including zero down on the hottest smartphones with our amazing Simple Choice postpaid plan.
For more, go to T-Mobile.com. That's Consumer Focus from T-Mobile.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Interesting, Tim Cook, who runs Apple, got a 117% increase in pay.
Nice.
For this past year, because Apple did so well. Stocks up strongly, 40% higher last year than it was the year before. So his salary is $1.7 million. His incentive pay was $6.7 million. Other compensation, $774,000. Total pay, $9,222,638. Not a bad deal. No. Where do we sign up? Where do we sign up for that? I guess we have to be creative, though, in order to get that, Kenny.
And lucky.
All right. Google reportedly partnering with Sprint and T-Mobile to sell wireless services directly to consumers. How does that affect the consumer, Kenny?
Well, more choices.
Yep, more choices. That's good. Keeps the prices down, which is something we're all interested in doing, right? This stuff, some of it can be very expensive. Coming up to 59 past the hour on today's Good Day program.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.